Everyone in? It's only seven people in the audience I recognise, which I think means the rest of you must be here because you're interested in the content, which is awesome. Thank you all for coming. This is Craig McCormick. He is Xero's Man of Steel, the QA practice lead. It's his first time at Ignite, so please be nice to him in your session feedback.
Thank you. And this is Ben Amore. He's a developer practice lead at Xero, in charge of our development team of about 70 developers across Wellington.
Is it 70 now?
I think so, yeah.
I should know this, really. How many QAs? How many QAs have you got?
About 30, 35.
That's actually a big team. It's worrying. Anyway, we're here because I think we're doing something that's a little bit ahead of the curve. With our QA practice and our tooling. And this isn't going to be a great flag-waving exercise about how Xero is the greatest tech shop in New Zealand. Obviously, I think so. That's why I went to work there. But the point of this exercise is not that. The point of this exercise is to share with you some of the learnings from our kind of our journey to automating our testing. And I'm sure that lots of other people have got things that their organizations are doing really well as well. So this isn't crowing and saying we're great. A little bit of background about the tech stack of Xero. When you think about Xero, if you think about Xero, I don't know, do you think about Xero? I think about Xero quite a lot. Maybe you don't think about Xero quite so much. If you think about Xero, you probably think about the accounting product. You probably think about what we call Blue Xero, the thing that we're selling. There are about 40 products in the Xero universe. So there's a subscription engine, there's a marketing website, there's a thing that accountancy firms use to manage their customers. But most of what we're talking about today is centered around the accountancy product, Blue Xero. Most of our stuff is built on straight up Microsoft stack. So a mixture of MVC and our own homebrew MVC sitting on web forms in the front end, C#, SQL Server at the back end. There's outbreaks of Cassandra and Redis and that kind of thing, but it's pretty much straight up and down Microsoft.
So what's our problem? So I'll start with my problem at the moment. Ben came to me with an idea that we should present this at Ignite. Ben's brilliant, obviously. He's a highly skilled speaker. He's witty and he's confident and all of the above.
I would like you to put that in your session feedback. Oh, actually, just tweet that now. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
I'm not a skilled public speaker. I've got a bit of a monotone voice. I will probably talk too fast at some point because I'm nervous. That's just how it's going to be. I guess what I'm trying to say is that, correct me if you recognise this behaviour, but as a QA, if this all goes terribly wrong, it's not my fault. It's his fault. He developed it. And that's really the point, right? So QAs and developers have been working in this kind of relationship for a while now, and it's dysfunctional, and it doesn't work very well. Agile tries to solve it. That's what we're trying to do at Xero, is to solve that problem, this dysfunction of if something's gone wrong and it's all your fault. I am clearly involved in this. I do have something to say about the outcome of this. It does matter to me as much as it matters to the developer building it or to Ben presenting it with me. So our problem at Xero is that we've got a big old code base. We've been developing code for about 7 years, and we've been attaching to it and attaching to it and attaching to it. We move fast as a company. We're a first-to-market company. We do lots of things that help us iterate on that code base, but we do them with speed, which means that they're not well automatically tested, so they don't have a lot of unit tests around them. They don't have a depth of test. It hasn't been built in a way that makes it easy to test either, and it's a humongous monolith. Typically, when we release code, we do manual regression testing. That's useful, but obviously as the size of the product grows, that becomes harder and harder to continue to move fast. And we want to move fast. We have to move fast, and we want to be able to scale our product to 2 million, 3 million, 4 million customers. So we want to talk about CI and how do we move from this manual regression phase into a CI phase.
So given that we've got this reasonably legacy product, and we want to move to a live continuous delivery model, how do we get there? This kind of reminds me, about 10 years ago, I'm from the UK originally, and I got a phone call from a mate of mine who I used to sail with. And he said, Ben, you've got to come and join us. We're on the boat, and we're at a place called Beer Island. Right, I'm there. And I had some leave to take, so I went to Birmingham Airport, and I flew to Cork, which was the nearest place to Beer Island, which is in the southwest of Ireland. I got out of the terminal, and I went to the cab rank, and I said to the cabbie, I said, I want to get to Beer Island. What's the best way to do that? And he said, well, you don't start from here. And I thought, that's not very helpful, mate. Okay, but let's move on. And we're kind of in the same place. You know, we've got this code base which doesn't support the way we want to work, and we want to get to the utopia of Beer Island.
So kind of to give you a little bit of a how to test an application 101, you can do it a few different ways. You can do it manually with hiring a test pool of people to go through and diligently exercise your code, explore how it works. That's kind of what we've been doing, and this is really outsourcing a little bit of the problem of testing, so especially at a unit level. Or you get developers to automate code using unit tests, integration tests. Those are generally really good, but if you're a QA and you're on the other side of that, you have no exposure to do it. So whilst they can be really good, there can be lots of coverage. There's also a lot of duplicate effort, and equally, bugs come out of that. So although there's lots of tests, there can still be potential problems as you move up the stack to pre-prod and out to live. Or you can do it another way, and you know, you can add on different things as well. But you can hire kind of QEs or quality engineers or test engineers, and they typically come in with specialist tooling. Quality center, expensive specialist tooling that is really their own domain, and they'll go and automate a bunch of things. But again, it's now the other side, so they have all of the knowledge about what's tested, and the developers have none, and the developers frankly probably don't care.